Tinsley is stressing over men and babies. Ramona is still social climbing. And drinking game alert in Kingston, New York. Real Housewives of New York After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's just me today, loving it by myself. I got this whole big desk all to myself, and I just can't wait to lay it out all out there on the line for you guys. Real Housewives of New York, Uptown Girls, we have some things to talk about, things to dig into. We want to wish a happy belated birthday to Leon, though. That's why he's not here. He's out celebrating his birthday. We'll see him next week. Love you. Oh, what up? Love you, Leon. This episode was actually pretty good. I was actually really thrilled. We're starting to weed into a little bit of the dirt. It's no longer surface level. We're really getting into the weeds with these ladies. So here to talk about it. Can't wait to get into it. Love you guys in the chat. Please give me all your comments. Let me know what you're thinking. I already see Troy Vo out there in the chat saying, I totally get Tinsley now. Tell me why. Guys, so let's just go ahead and start. Luann's new home is gorgeous. It's on the water, and that's kind of where the episode is taking us. It starts out there. I think it's a gorgeous little bungalow-looking space, a cute little, like, weekend getaway type of a home. It's out there in Kingston, New York, which is upstate New York. And then Dorinda's also feeling her new digs and is acquainting herself with her neighborhood set in place. She says it feels like she's in London. She lived in London for some time, so she's really, you know, feeling it. Everything is in walking distance, and she just finds that it's a central area to everyone and everything she loves. Hannah, John, Bergdorf's, she loves it. So I can really relate with that because where I live in Los Angeles is a pretty central area. It's so close to everything. I feel like I'm 20 minutes away from everything. So I get that. And you also have the luxury of like stepping out and walking to a coffee shop, being social, you know, your grocery store's right there. So I totally vibe with Dorinda on this one. I loved the cute little flower shop that she went into and the flower arrangements that she did. The cheese store. It was super cute. I really loved it. And then we get Sonia, who's on her way to see Luann in this mobile office all to herself. it was such a Sonia. I mean, everything Sonia does is a Sonia thing, but I loved it. I thought it was really cute, her and her dog. She could go to the bathroom. She could watch TV. She could get work done. She could do anything that she wanted to in there. And I mean, more power to her if she's going to travel to upstate New York. How long is that drive? It must only be a couple of hours, and she's in that big, big van. While the other three women, Tinsley, Dorinda, and Bethany, drive up in a SUV, like scrunched in the back seat. Sonia's sprawled out with her dog in a van that probably fits 15 people. But it's a very Sonia thing to do. So Sonia gets, Sonia kind of said a nice little bit of information that lends itself to stuff that happened with Lou during the off season, like this is sports, but when things weren't filming, Sonia says, you know, Lou nearly sacrificed everything for this house, which if you guys don't remember is very true. This is what kind of drove her to the brink of her second trip to rehab was when she tried to sell her house in the Hamptons and her children sued her for it. And she claimed that she was selling the house so that she could buy this house. And her children were like, no. The house in the Hamptons is ours and it's our inheritance from, you know, your divorce with dad. And you haven't even paid us stuff within their not will, but like things that they trust that they were supposed to get and whatnot. So this house really is what caused Lou to get back in rehab for the second time. So this house is a big deal. It's a really big deal for Luann. And you know, she still kept the Hamptons house, so the kids and her are fine. But this house was something. She nearly lost it all for this house. Sarah in the chat, you know, I'm really happy for Dorinda. She deserves it after living in that awful apartment. I agree, girl. I agree. She definitely does deserve to live in some nicer threads and to be in like a cute little area. I think it's always moving is just like a nice fresh start, especially when it's something that you want to do, I guess. So yeah, definitely happy for Dorinda. But before we move on, I just want to make sure you guys know to make sure you subscribe to our channel on YouTube and follow us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We love your support and we appreciate your support. I love interacting with you guys and everything that you guys do in the chat. Give us a thumbs up. And yeah, AfterBuzz TV is really an outlet for me to kind of just like release and talk about shows that I love. So I'm so grateful for this platform and I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you guys. So subscribe, like, keep the conversation going in the chat. And yeah, I appreciate you guys. But moving on. Tinsley and Bethany and Ramona meet for lunch. And Tinsley starts to share that her dog has cancer. So it's actually kind of sad. Her dog Bambi, the little chihuahua that we see often on the show. And she starts to tell us a little bit about this girls' night out that she had with Ramona and Sonia. And it just wasn't a good girls' night out, it seemed like. And also really seemed like everyone was, you know, buzzed. With that said, Sonia was saying some things that weren't very kind. Tinsley was sharing how much she wants to have a kid. The kid thing was coming up. The husband thing was coming up. And Sonia's just like, why can't you just get the kid? Why do you need the man? And why do you even want a kid? Like, why do you even want to get married? It's coming from a total perspective of a drunk, divorced woman, in my opinion. Saying how women, you know, they get married, they have the kids, and they really aren't that happy. You can't, if that's what Tinsley wants, then that's what Tinsley wants. And for you to like rain on her parade and try to take something away from her that she feels might make her happy is just selfish and nasty. I did not like where Sonia was coming from. I did not like where she was going with it. She started to bring up Dale, Tinsley's mother, and say that this is what you sound like Dale and she's messed you up and blah, blah, blah. And then Tinsley gets even more defensive because that's her mother and her best friend. So, you know, Sonia, I just felt like was really out of place. But Sonia is at loose and she starts to tell her side of the story. And she does admit that she feels bad for how she treated her, but that she was being such a downer. And I'm sorry, but if Luann kind of disagrees with you, then I think you have to take a look in the mirror and realize you kind of were a bitch. So Lou is just like, well, she's going through the breakup. Her dog has cancer. Like, she is going through a lot. Like, you should listen to her vent a little bit. At least I think so. Yeah, nothing Sonia does is normal. OMG, I love Sonia so much. She is so fun. She is fun. But she isn't really there for Tinsley at all. I agree with you, Allison. I do think that her mom has messed her up in a bit. I agree with her self-esteem, but also with the fact, and I mean, I think just as women in general, like growing up, we think that our lives are supposed to be, you know, grow up, go to college, get married, have a family. And that's what the, you know, equation is and the formula is to being happy. But the truth is, that's just not how life works out. I remember when I was younger, I was like, you know, I'll be, yeah. Advice with Chelsea, guys. You know, I thought like life, I'd be married by 25. No. Married by 22, kids by 25, done by 30. And that's just not how things are. There's so much in life that happens and that we need to experience. And to like have that thing formulated and like pushed in your head so much as a child and as an adult, that it will really kind of mess with how you see yourself and how you see life. And I think it's Tinsley is, you know, very honest with her when she's at lunch with Ramona and Bethany, saying, you know, she feels inadequate as a woman without kids. And that kind of broke my heart. I understand wanting to have children. I want to have children. So I could see how at a certain age without having children, that might make you feel bad. But you should also be happy with the life that you're living at the same time. Like she is very financially stable. She's living in one of the best cities in the world, and she has a lot going for her. So it's like, I get that that's missing, but you shouldn't feel inadequate as a woman because you have so many other things to contribute to in this world than having children. And yes, children are a part of it, but like, know that your value is more than just being a mom. A mom is an added bonus. And, you know, I agree with the advice that Ramona and Bethany were kind of giving her, was that, you know, you can't worry about the man. You have to worry about the baby. If having a child is something that you want, you can't wait to find the perfect man, especially at your age. You have all the resources to have a great sperm donor, carry the child yourself. You have access to the best doctors in the world. So, yeah, what Bethany said, a good man will come to you and love you because of who you are, even if you have a child. And the child would be an added bonus, you know? So I see where Tinsley is coming from. Totally get it. Totally understand you want to do it the traditional way. But as you get older, you've been married and divorced. Your time clock as women, it's unfortunate. We have a clock. It's running out. You kind of have to reevaluate. You have to fix up the game plan. You know, it's halftime now. You got to look at what went wrong, what's going right, and just, you know, address accordingly. And sorry for the sports reference, but that's just kind of what she has to do, is take a look inward and then say, you know what, if I want a kid, I'm going to have myself a kid. I might be doing it alone, but I have a great family. I have a great support system, and I could do this. And the right man for me will come when it's time for him to come. And if it just so happens that the man comes first and then the baby, then more power to you. But just realize that you have options in today's world and today's science. So, moving on to Ramona. I loved a good Ramona looking inward reflective moment. We got that today. You know, she comes to this lunch. And by the way, I loved Bethany and Ramona chatting with each other and being so cool and so cordial and just like vibing. Like this is a relationship that could last if it's at this level. Like as soon as it gets deeper and in the dirt, it just is not good. But seeing them like coexist and have a good time, loved it. But Ramona, you know, said she went shopping with Barb, as we remember. I think it was last week or the week before, and Barb kind of pointed out to her, you have, what you're saying isn't bad, but it's your delivery and how you say it. So Ramona goes, I'm going to preface something for you, Bethany, because I'm now aware that my delivery could be a little bit too harsh. And she expresses that, you know, she wishes that Bethany would have skipped the Victoria's Secret fashion show red carpet and come to her charity event and then have gone to the fashion show. And I love Bethany's response. It was, what would you have done, Ramona? What would you have done, Ramona, if you had an opportunity to go on a red carpet for the Victoria's Secret fashion show or to my small little charity event? Which have you done? Would you have gone, skipped the red carpet? Knowing Ramona how we know Ramona and loving her how we know Ramona, we know she would have gone on that red carpet. Hell or high water, she would have been there. She would have been looking good. She would have been in every photo op possible. And it was just like I appreciate her, how she delivered what was upsetting to her. Totally appreciate it. But let's be real, Ramona. You're making it to the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show red carpet. We know you are, and we love you for it. We love you for it. That's what we love about you. We love you going to a charity event and saying to Dorinda, I got the tables mixed up, when we know for a fact that you didn't get the tables mixed up. You just want to sit at a better table. We love you for that. We think you're not a great person for it, but we love watching you for it. Like, thank you. And thank you for being such a hypocrite in that moment and asking Bethany to have skipped the Victoria's Secret red carpet because, again, we love you for it. Appreciate it, Ramona. But yeah, I do appreciate how she approached her with this news of information. And you know, and it went over very well because she did approach her in a different way. So kudos to you, Ramona. You're learning, you're growing, you're thriving. We appreciate you. We love you. God bless. Moving on. Bethany also starts, this is a really, like, packed lunch. They really discussed a lot of things in this lunch now that I'm sitting here telling you guys everything that they discussed. Bethany vents about her frustrations with Lou and how Lou was really, you know, kind of hammering her about leaving early from her concert Halloween bash thing. And, I mean, I agreed with Bethany last week and I agree with her even more this week. Like, yeah, sure, Bryn's asleep at 11 o'clock, but you want to be fresh and ready to go in the morning when your child wakes up. You don't want to be hungover. You don't want to be tired. You want to be the best mom you could be. So if that requires you getting home before midnight, then so be it. Like, who are you, Luann, to say you weren't there for me? Bethany was the first one at that event. First one there. First one to support her, first one to get her back into rehab. Like, who are you to say that you weren't, she wasn't there for you? So I totally hear Bethany's point of view. I hear where she's coming from. I'm so team B on this one, without any questions, without any debate. So yeah, I'm actually kind of curious with you guys, and I'll check in this chat. What do you guys think? Are you team Bethany or are you team Luann when it comes to B leaving early for the leaving early from the Halloween party to be with Bryn? I really think that you're a single mom. You're in a horrible, ugly custody battle, which we'll get to in news and gossip, that any misstep you have on television with your child is going to be used against you in court with your horrible ex-husband. So if she needs to leave at 11 to get to her daughter and free up the sitter, then she needs to do that because her ex-husband's watching and is seeing what she's doing when she has her daughter. So I'm all about it. I think she's totally fine. Yeah, Allison, her child is her first priority. Good for her. Totally agree. I come from a single parent household, so I get it. And plus, like, I mean, I'm not old, but also, who wants to be out that late anyways? I mean, like, 9 p.m., if I'm home by midnight, makeup off, in bed, PJs, that's a win for me. So, kid or no kid, really. That's just me. That's just me. So moving on, let's see what you guys are saying in the chat. Lou's sober is so mean and pretentious. Natty Bats. Yes. For sure, Team B, kids first, Matthew. LVP and Lou are so snobby the longer they are on this franchise. I agree with you, Natty. I think that the camera time and being like an OG essentially is getting to some of these women's egos. Going up, Jackie Galaxy. We all know what and where Ramona would be. What's the name of the bar she dumps them all for? Oh, yes. Yes, Ramona, always leaving the friends. Love it, guys. Love it. I love how active you guys are in the chat. I really appreciate it. Keeping me company as I'm sitting here alone. But we finally get to back to upstate New York. Barbara shows up to Lou's home, and Sonia and Barbara start to tell Luann how all the women are feeling about her, how she's being pretentious, how she's talking too much about the cabaret, and how she's not really taking time to care for her girlfriends that have been there and supported her all the way. So, Luann doesn't take well to this news. She does not think that she's being rude to these women. She's, you guys, I was rehearsing. I couldn't come down. I had a show to do. I was supposed to be scheduled for midnight, but I scheduled it for 11. Like, just listen to what they're saying and understand it. Like, you don't have to be so defensive. And I mean, I think Barbara said it best was Luann just does, she doesn't listen. It doesn't get through the head. And speaking about pretentious and rude at being sober, by the way, you're sitting at my house and sitting at my table. Like, really? Really? She didn't attack you. She didn't call you a name. She just said what your friends are saying about you. Like, she's being a solid girlfriend. You're really going to threaten Sonia by saying, like, you're sitting in my house, you're sitting at my table. Like, get a life, Luann. I can't. I have been so anti, like, I've never really been a Luann fan. I'll say that. I've never really been a Luann fan. She, you know, provides good comic relief. She's funny. She's a little bit too into herself, which makes her even more funny. But, like, she just doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for me. shoot me, whatever, don't care. She just doesn't do it for me. And this, how her behavior is this season, is really just further validating what I think about her and how my thoughts have been about her. I think she suffers from too much privilege. I think that, yes, you fell in a horrible time. You bounced back up. You have this marvelous cabaret. I get it. But also, people are going through a lot worse in life and doing a lot better according to their standards. And, like, bravo to them. Like, I don't know. Like, if you, like, give back in some way. There's just something about it that just feels so phony. So anyways, that's just me going off on a little tangent about my disliking of Luann, the Countess. But yeah, so moving on, the women finally get to, Luann, or I'm sorry, Bethany, Dorinda, and Tinsley finally make their way to Luann's house in upstate New York. Ramona is going to be a little bit late. She didn't initially say why, but we find out why later. It's a very Ramona thing for her to do. But the women are on their way, and they decide that they want to, you know, play a drinking game whenever Luann says cabaret. Take a sip. And, you know, Tinsley was there for it because she's just, you know, there to get drunk. She's not there to make friends or whatever. She's here to win this drinking game. And she was on one. I loved it. I love a good drinking game alert. I drink along with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live. I've been drinking water lately because I haven't been drinking alcohol. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, Luann is a bit narcissistic. Totally agree. Lou is just plain phony and pretentious. You can make an omelet and be on the toilet. Yes, Bethany, you can make an omelet and be on the toilet at Luann's new house. Thank you, Jackie Galaxy, for pointing that out. The women get there and they think the house is cute. The house is charming. It's a charming house. It's very nice. It's beautiful on the water. The trees in the fall, like, I thought it was gorgeous. It was very nice. Yes, but it's isolating. It's in the middle of nowhere. Dorinda's like, why would you? It's a little bit depressing. There's a kitchen in your guest room. Like, there's a lot going on in the house that needs to be remodeled, but it's still a really cute house. But it's definitely not for all the women. I found it funny too when Lou was like, you could be in LA in this house. No, you can't. That's not an LA house. And speaking of dry counties, you guys, I'm born and raised in Southern California. I don't know too much about, like, what's a dry county? Like, I've been in the South. I know that you can't buy alcohol after a certain time or on Sundays. Like, you can't buy alcohol, like, in certain, you know, states. What exactly, if someone in the chat could just, you know, educate your girl a little bit about a dry county? Give me specifics. Does that mean that they don't sell alcohol whatsoever in that county or only on certain days? Like, why? And I mean, it makes sense if you're sober, if you're a recovering alcoholic, to want to live in a dry county area. It's just not for me. It's not very LA. It's not very LA. But yes, so we find out Ramona is late because she is celebrating her birthday all month long. And look, guys, I empathize with her. I understand being a birthday snob. I, too, was a birthday snob in my early 20s. Yes, I would stretch my birthday amongst a whole entire weekend, celebrate from a Thursday to a Sunday. You got the Thursday night college drinking night. You got the Friday night party night. Saturday daytime with your family. Saturday night with a different group of friends. Sunday brunch talking about what happened. Saturday, Friday, and Thursday. I get an elongated birthday up until a certain age. Like, when you're 60-something years old, you don't need a month-long celebration. I'm sorry. Or maybe you do. Maybe you do, because you hit a certain point in your life where, you know what, you're like, I'm killing it. I'm past 50. I'm over the hump. I'm a senior citizen. Like, I'm going to do the damn thing. So maybe you do need a month-long birthday. I don't know. I guess that's a good thing to think about. But it's just also very exhausting. Like, it got to a certain point when I was, like, doing the whole weekend thing where it was just like, God, this is tiring. Like, I couldn't get past Friday anymore. Maybe that just says a little bit about me. I don't know. Karen Taft, you can't drink legally. So you can't drink legally in the city. Oh, don't be bad that I'm all alone. I'm totally fine. So yeah, a month-long celebration celebrating your birthday. And the women don't, you know, they're not really cool with it, but it is what it is. More power to you. If you could rally for a month-long to celebrate your birthday, then good for you. At 60-something years old, you do the damn thing. But I can't even get through a weekend. So whatever, Ramona. So the women are all there. The women finally all get there except for Ramona. And they're all sitting around the table, and Lou's kind of like explaining to them what they have going on for the night and that they're going to go out in Kingston and watch an 80-year-old woman perform cabaret. How fun. This is what happens when you have sober friends. Like, to be honest, you're going to watch 80-year-old women sit at a keyboard and sing cabaret. Like, that's what happens when your friends are sober. Like, how? Come on, girl. Come on, you could have done better. But I love Dorinda's joke about it. It's like kind of looking into a future of yourself, which is true. You're very much looking into a future of yourself, Luann, singing cabaret at 80. But the women aren't really feeling it. And, you know,
running out of time.
Episode wraps up with Bethany laying it all out to Luann in front of the women, saying that you're wrong for thinking that, for me trying to make my child a priority is wrong of you. Like, you'll never come before my child. Period, point blank, in the story. I have been there for you. I have supported you. I was there for 3.5 hours, and you didn't come on stage. So that's on you. I did what I had to do to be a good friend. I now have to exit the situation and be there and be a well-operating mother for my child. Bye-bye. Adios. Like, end of story. And for Luann to keep, you know, I don't want to say it, but it just kind of shows what kind of a mother she probably was growing, like, when her kids were young, like, when she's just like, hire someone to watch them at night. Like, what does it matter? It's just like, it has nothing to do with being there at night. It has everything. Like, I get it. You want to be fresh and ready to go with your kid in the morning. Have the lunch ready. Have the happy energy. Are you ready for your cereal? Are you ready to put your socks on? Like, you want to be ready and going. And if you're out till midnight watching Money Can't Buy You Class, like, you're not going to be that. Like, go, Luann. Like, sorry, you guys, your kids are all grown up. Leave me be with my 8-year-old daughter. Okay? Okay. So let's go ahead and move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Let's go ahead and talk about Carol and Bethany. Yes, Carol and Bethany. Carol is dragged into Bethany Frankel's custody battle as Bethany suggests Real Housewives in New York isn't actually real. What? And this is kind of what I was speaking about earlier, to the point of she's in this messy custody battle with her ex-husband. She stays out till 1 a.m. while Bryn's at home. What is messy ex-husband going to do? He's going to bring up this clip and say she was out till 1 a.m. getting smashed with her friends, whatever. So anyways, Bethany's friendship with Carol is long over, but during a recent custody hearing with ex-husband Jason Hoppe, the Real Housewives of New York City star was forced to answer questions about their past feud. As she attempts to gain full custody of her 8-year-old daughter, Bryn, Bethany was confronted about things Carol said about her on the show and things that she has said about Carol. Jason Hoppe's lawyer asked, did Carol say you're a master of self-promotion and quick to insult? Which I don't really understand why. That's like, who cares? What does that have to do with me being a great mom? Whatever. Bethany replied, I'm not sure. Was that harassment? If it's not, it's at the time. Robert then asked Bethany if Carol was harassing her when she was accused of being a bitch. No, Bethany said, that's not harassment. That's saying and calling me a name. Did Carol say you are incapable of having an entire conversation unless it's to manipulate people into believing what you want them to believe? Again, what does this have to do with her being a good mom to Bryn? Absolutely nothing. So it just further goes to show, like, whatever she does on the show is going to be used against her. So yeah, she's gonna look like a grade A mom while cameras are filming. Luann, go suck it. Like, sorry. So yeah, so the Bethany Jason Hoppy stuff is still going on. It's still being dragged on. And it's really ugly and it's really sad. And it sucks that they're going to use this show against her. It's similar to what happened with Shannon Bedore. Her husband was doing the similar thing with her custody battle with her three kids. It's just ugly and nasty. Moving on to, I guess, nicer things. I do love a good housewife mashup, and this is what we are getting. If you're listening to me via audio, you won't see this fabulous photo of my girl Cynthia Bailey, my other girl Lisa Rinna, and not my girl Luann de Lesseps. Looking fabulous in, you guessed it, Giovanni. Amazing photo. They all look amazed. Almost, Luann looks almost unrecognizable. It's a People magazine expose cover shoot, whatever. I don't know. Cynthia's got her naturally large afro. Lisa with the signature bob and a beautiful dress. And Lou in a white gown in the middle, kind of posing like Charlie's Angels. Super fab. I'm not quite sure if this is for her music video. Like I've told you guys, I think it was last week, that she has a new song coming out this summer in time for Gay Pride called Giovanni. So this may be from the video shoot, a nice little housewife, you know, mashup music video. Here for it. Love it. So we'll see, but they all look fabulous. They look great. I love it. I'm here for women supporting other women. I'm not a big Lou fan. I'll support you in your cabaret endeavors. I don't really care for you, but I like seeing Cynthia and Lisa there. Maybe it was just for a check. I don't know. But it's a fabulous photo, and I can't wait to see what the end product is. Oh my God, I think that's the end of the show, guys. Fun stuff. I feel like we covered everything. It was so nice talking to you all in the chat. I really appreciate you guys hanging out with me and giving me all of your feedback. Lou was and still is a rotten mother. Aren't they suing her? That lawsuit's over. But yeah, they were suing her. Gosh, that Jason must be a psychopath dragging this case out so many years. Ridiculous. Poor Bethany. Agreed. Giovanni, guys. Giovanni. Love it. You could catch me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. C_S Jones. And you could follow everything else that I'm doing in my life and in my career at ChelseaStarkJones.com. Leanne will be here next week and we'll be kikiing some more about the New York Housewives. Oh, yeah. And they have the trip to Miami coming up. Love it. Thanks, guys. Love you. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.